July 25, 2011. Snowstorms. Much of New Zealand experienced some severe weather yesterday and today. Snowstorms moved up from Southland, reaching Dunedin and Christchurch later yesterday. Snow continued to fall all night. Christchurch people woke up to a winter wonderland. About 15 centimetres of snow on the ground. It looked so beautiful. It didn't stop snowing until the afternoon. Children were outside making snowmen and having fun in the snow, but it was very cold. The high for the day was 2 degrees. About 2,000 homes in Christchurch were without electricity for part of the day. Many people whose homes were badly damaged by the earthquake were feeling the cold. Roads were dangerous in Christchurch and Dunedin, especially on hills, and police warned people to stay home if possible. Queenstown and Christchurch airports were closed for some time. This was the heaviest snowfall for Christchurch in 15 years. Meanwhile, snow continued to move up the South Island. Wellington had snow on the hills and strong cold southerly winds around the city. Their temperature was unusually low, 6 degrees, with the wind chill making it feel more like -1. Taranaki on the west coast of the North Island also experienced snow. This is very unusual for the West Coast. It's 70 years since they had so much snow. Mountains and hills north of Wellington and between Taupo and Napier were also covered with snow. Many roads were closed. While this happens every winter, it is much colder than usual. While it is inconvenient for travellers, skiers are happy. Most ski areas were closed at the beginning of July because of a lack of snow.